person.
Is Procopus on the line?
I'm getting him right now.
Oh, okay. And Max, can you hear us all right?
Yeah, I can hear Greg.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Steve? Hi, Steve. This is Scott Jurgis. How are you? Good. So I'm going to put you on speakerphone here on my cell phone here, and then I think you're the final addition to have a quorum here, and we can get going, okay? Okay, here goes. Can you hear us?
Steve, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right. Well, what I'd like to do today, first thing on this, what we're calling an emergency meeting of the Salt Lake Law Enforcement Service Area meeting, that we need to have a vote on the nature of the emergency. Quickly, we have a anticipation event tomorrow. Prior to that, we need to have a resolution from Harriman, and what we have, and you're having a city council meeting this evening, is that correct?
Yes.
And with your approval, then we can move forward tomorrow. I believe, and our attorneys believe, that this qualifies as an emergency and that we can move forward. So I would ask somebody to make a motion to approve the nature of this meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. I'm going to, first of all, say that I think you're pointing at me. Is that for any?
We just want to make sure Councilman Burdick is.
Yeah, Councilman Burdick voted aye.
Okay.
Yes. I think this will go very smoothly. I think both Carl Hendrickson, representing Sylvisa, and John Brims, representing the city of Harriman, have come to language that we can all accept. But at this point, Carl, you being here, would you mind going over and give us a quick synopsis
of conflicts of interest?
Oh, yeah. If part of the meeting requires that I ask if any of the board members have a conflict of interest with any item that we have on the agenda. This being the singular item, I can't imagine, but if you do, please say so now. Okay.
Public comment.
And public comment as well is required today. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to address this board? I see none, so we'll move forward. Now I'll ask Carl to provide a synopsis of the resolution.
John Brims prepared the base of the resolution, and I...
Carl, can I ask you to come over here so you can speak into these phones just a little better?
John Brims, counsel for Riverton, prepared the base of this resolution, and then I had an opportunity this morning to amend it. Yes, Harriman. The substance of the resolution are really two base principles. The first is that, based on the representation of Harriman, that it will deal in good faith with the board on issues related to its withdrawal. The board agrees to exercise a similar standard of dealing in good faith with Harriman. That's kind of a basic principle of law, but it's just restated here.
Hello, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Someone may need to mobile device on a lot of
camera. You're getting feedback, is that it?
Yeah, I think it's somebody's background noise.
Yeah, we're moving the other phone away. Is this better, Max?
Yeah, I think that's better, yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll continue on then.
You still with us, Steve?
I'm with you.
Okay. The second element of the resolution is a direction to staff to prepare an interlocal agreement that would deal with the terms and conditions of Harriman's withdrawal from Sylvisa if they move forward on that. It has a couple of components. First is it adopts the methodology for allocation of fund balance that was utilized with respect to Harriman, with Riverton rather. It's been a long couple of days. Second, there will be a fair and equitable allocation of Sylvisa assets, property tax proceeds, and related revenues in the year of withdrawal between Sylvisa and Harriman, and a fair and equitable allocation of debts, liabilities, obligations, and Sylvisa's costs during that year of withdrawal, including cost of service delivery between Sylvisa and Harriman. And then finally, it adopts as an effective date of withdrawal that will not result in a breach or default by Slovisa under any of its notes, bonds, or other debt or revenue obligations as required by 17B1510. And then if it goes on to say that in the event that Harriman and Slovisa satisfy the requirements of section 17B1505, which is part of the new language, and essentially that is that they reach an agreement on all the material terms of the withdrawal, that will be deemed to be an agreement approving the withdrawal and considered to be an agreement in writing agreeing to the withdrawal as required by the statute. So it's just fairly straightforward.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just so I'm clear, are we talking about Riverton and Harriman or one or the other?
We are talking about Harriman, but applying the previously agreed upon principles that were made applicable to Riverton.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Are there any comments on this?
Would anybody like to ask a question there?
Yes.
So, Carl, when you indicate, I haven't had time to read this, but and my internet here isn't working. I'm trying to look at it from my phone, but the. Also here. Thank you. So when you say, as amended by HB 229 in this document, you just indicated that there would be an agreement, and therefore there's no study. You have an agreement in writing, and therefore there would not be the need for.
If we reach agreement, if the Slovisa and Harriman reach an agreement, there is no requirement for a study. Obviously, under 229, if you don't reach an agreement, it has to go to a study.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
It does, but the principles of our agreement, the interlocal with Riverton, is that it is an agreement. And therefore, no studies are required.
The principles of the Riverton transaction are that we've reached an agreement on everything related to the withdrawal, and thus there's no requirement for a study. Okay. We are looking at Harriman in the future, and if Harriman and Slovisa do not reach an agreement on all the material terms, then Harriman would have to go to a study. And Harriman has requested through their counsel, and we agreed that it wasn't necessary, that in the event there was a disagreement about fair and equitable, that it would go to a study. So it's just an acceptance of that statutory language.
Mayor Freeman?
I want to thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for coming in on this emergency basis. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate everything that's been done. I want to reemphasize there's two main issues that I want to make certain, Carl, that we have clarified, is that we have the assurance. It sounds like we have the assurance that given appropriate parameters, we will be given opportunity to withdraw from Slovisa. And then in terms of fund balance, it is a big issue for myself as well as other council members that we be allotted that. I know it says fair and equitable, and as you rehearsed, if in the event either party says that's not fair or that's not equitable, then a study would then take care of that compromise. Is that?
That is correct. And in addition, it adopts the methodology that was applied to the Riverton withdrawal with respect to the fund balance. And that is a very specific provision as you walk through it. And so it also applied to Harriman.
So the question I got, which is a little confusing, because I know 229 says fair and equitable, but then we also tie it back to the interlocal agreement with Riverton, which does not have the verbiage of fair and equitable. It just says whatever assets are there will be distributed to that entity. So where's the...
It really does two things. One is there's provision relating to the fund balance, and it specifically adopts the Riverton methodology, which everyone agreed was an equitable way of dividing the fund balance. And then second, with regard to other assets and liabilities, It puts in the statutory standard of fair and equitable that you find in 505.
Okay. All right. So fund balance will be based on the Riverton interlocal agreement criteria. Any other assets are based on a fair and equitable
assets
agreement.
And, assets and liabilities.
Okay. Yes.
No. All right. Any other questions? Any questions from those who are on the phone?
Substitute first page.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to say is that, for the record, that in person at the meeting today are members of the board, Peterson, Bradley, Freeman, and Staggs, and joining us on the phone are Burdick and Prokopis. If there are no more questions on this resolution,
Chairman,
Andrew?
Yes. Council for UPD has noted that we needed to correct a typo in paragraph 2A in that next to the last line, changing withdraw to withdrawal. If you would please substitute that page as part of your motion.
And the day under A.
Oh, you changed the date. Yes. And there was a date change from 2017 to 2016.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's just a date change.
Yes.
All right. Any other questions from any of the...
Yes, sir. Mr. Chair, this is Steve Prokopis.
Yes.
Is there a motion on the floor or a resolution on the floor? And if there is, I would like you to repeat or... whatever. I can hear you the very best out of anybody in the room. So, as we go forward, if you will repeat exactly what a motion would be or a resolution would be.
All right. Would you like us to read the whole resolution? It's a page and a half, or would you like just for Mr. Hendrickson to provide a synopsis to you?
I'm fine with your version of the
clip notes. All
right.
Well, I would prefer that Mr. Hendrickson provide those cliff notes.
Okay.
He's much more versed on it than I. So,
okay.
With that, we'll go forward now with that synopsis.
I think the board would be looking for a motion to approve the resolution that was presented with the substitution of page one, correcting a typographical error and a date. Recognizing the substance of the resolution is that if Harriman chooses to withdraw, that in dealing with Harriman, there will be that Slavisa will apply the same fund balance allocation methodology as was applied to Riverton, and that there will be a fair and equitable distribution of assets and liabilities with regard to Slavisa and Harriman. And third, that there will be an effective date that does not jeopardize Slavisa's repayment of any of its notes or debts or place it in breach under any of the agreements relating to those notes or debts.
Is that adequate, Mr. Prokopis?
Absolutely. Thank you, Carl.
Mr. Chair,
yes,
I have just one item that I'd like to discuss. On item 2A, Carl, where it says, the withdrawal of the City of Harriman from Slavisa dated September 26, 2016. We're wondering if we ought to strike out, has it may be amended. Why was that put in there?
Because there is an amendment that is circulating with your attorney and Riverton's attorney to deal with the effective date of the withdrawal, the distribution of property tax proceeds, and the responsibility of Slavisa with respect to providing services through the balance of the year. And it also reaffirms specifically the paragraph relating to the allocation of fund balance.
That was my request, I think.
From John?
You guys
request. John requested that I prepare that yesterday, so I sent it out.
As amended? Who put the as amended?
I did, because it will be amended. The original agreement will be amended. To deal
but
with
not
issues.
With respect to fund balance.
No, it specifically reaffirms the original agreement, particularly with respect to the paragraph relating to fund balance. So it doesn't amend that provision, but it does reaffirm that the board that element will remain in full force and effect.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'm just thinking. I
would there be a need for the board to review any amendments before they're finalized?
There could be. Folks are still commenting on the document. And so it's kind of in the attorney's staff review at the point. At this point, the amendments will only deal with elements that are not discussed in this agreement. Everything that's discussed in this agreement will remain the same, but there will be amendments that deal with the date of withdrawal, the allocation of property tax proceeds in the year of withdrawal, and the responsibility for the provision of service through that year.
So, meaning that it will involve, it's going to involve and deal with financial aspects of the district, right?
It will, though, in matters unrelated to the items that are discussed in this resolution.
Are you asking, Max, will those amendments be brought before the board when they are developed?
Yes, I think that's what I'm saying. Yes.
Not today, yes. Okay. And the answer is yes, they will.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure we weren't given a blank of approval.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
And I think to that point, that intent is probably at our April 20th meeting to have that ready. Is that correct?
I would hope so. It's out with your attorney and Harriman's attorney, and it will depend on what I get back and as quickly as I get it back, and I need the input the board may have. But I would think that
that's
April 20th.
That's the target for us, I know.
Well, at this point, then, I would entertain a resolution to, or a motion to accept this resolution as presented today. Do I hear that motion?
I move to adopt a resolution establishing the conditions of Harriman City to withdraw from Slovisa as corrected.
All right. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right. Second from Mayor Freeman. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Any opposed? All right. It was passed unanimously. And let me just thank everyone who took the time today to make yourself available to deal with this issue. And I believe now, between now and tomorrow, there shouldn't be any more meetings. But no guarantee.
Turn your phone off.
Yeah, right.
But thanks so much. And
thanks, everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate you coming. Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
Yes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Max. I really appreciate it. Okay. Checking out off now. Maybe. How do I do that?